ordinarily when we learn Akdamas in the morning, it always ends up that we just end up learning about what is Akdamas. What is Akdamas? What is it all about? When do you say it? Who says it? Who's the author of Akdamas? Let's today just read the words Art School translation. Okay, Art School says in the beginning of the Sefer, if anyone dear copies their Sefer, what I'm doing, they're going to go to Gehenna. Rabbi Meir Zlotowitz said, I'm allowed to do this. He gave me permission to do what I'm doing. He did tell me, though, that I should write on the page. I did it with permission. I don't have time to do that now. So I'm telling you orally, he gave me permission. When he was alive, I can copy whatever I want. I should just let you know.
He's not going to complain about it now.
Well, maybe his son, Gedali doesn't know that his father gave. I have the email. I'm sure I can find the email. It's somewhere. I can find it. I have no doubt about it. But he gave me permission. Maybe I'll show it to you. He gave me permission, so I'm telling you I have permission to do what I'm doing. I'm in the violation of not writing on the piece on the page, but I have permission. So let's just try to run through it very quickly. I didn't prepare. I looked it over a little bit. Let's try to see what it says. Akdamos milin vishorayus shusa. Akdamos means as an introduction. This over here, this entire section over here is what the Meturgam, in Talmud Chazal, the Meturgam, this is how the Taimonim do it today. You read a pasuk, the Baal Kriya reads one pasuk, and then the Meturgam, he translates the pasuk. Now, here's the thing. When the Meturgam, when he translates the pasuk into Aramaic, it's within his right. When it comes to the first pasuk, he's allowed to make a drasha. He's allowed to give his own introduction to the parasha. That's part of the salary. The salary, how do you pay the Meturgam for his service in translating? The way they pay him is giving him the ability to make a drasha. People love to be heard. There's no greater pleasure in this world than someone listening to what you have to say. So he was able to make a drasha, say whatever he wanted to say in the beginning of the parasha as payment for his service of translating the parasha. And he began with a very elaborate introduction. Now here, we don't, Bizman HaZeh, in our generation, except for the Taimonim, we do not translate the Pesukim. But once a year on Shavuos, we preserve the ancient custom of allowing the Meturgamon to give his introduction. And we don't let anyone just say whatever they want. We have a standardized introduction, the Piyut, that was written by Rabbi Meir Shaliach Tzibur. He lived about 1,000 years ago, and he composed this piyut in thanksgiving to Hashem for a miracle that happened to the Jewish people. There was a time of very great danger. It's a very long story, and it's very, very, very mystical. A lot of the things in the story are all supernatural. It's very hard for us in our generation to really accept all the facts as they're presented in the story, but whatever it was, there was an event that was lamala mederach hatav. Look, you have to understand, if you would tell people 1,000 years ago there's going to be a war, and there are going to be people that are going to shoot in the sky missiles, they're going to shoot in the sky and slingshots, these massive rocks that weigh 1,000 pounds, they're going to shoot them 100 miles, and Acheinu Bnei Yisrael, we're going to shoot into the sky arrows that are going to intercept. They would look at you and they would say to you, Meshuggah, what are you saying nonsense? You're telling me there are people that are going to be able to shoot in the sky rocks that can travel 100 miles, and Hashem's going to do a miracle, and it's going to allow Acheinu Bnei Yisrael to shoot also into the sky a rock, and the rock is going to hit the rock in the middle of the sky. They would say to you, out of your mind. So when we read these stories that happened 1,000 years ago, and when we read the stories and we hear about these supernatural things, What's so hard to believe? Why should we really not believe these stories? Because why are we any better? If they would hear our stories, they would laugh at us. Could you imagine trying to write about the Iron Dome, to write about flying on an airplane, to write about communicating with someone on a telephone that has no wires? they would laugh at us. They would say, "Gvor meshuga. You need meshuga." Our stories to them are infinitely more bizarre than the stories they would tell us. So who's to say? In any event, it was a very big miracle that happened 1,000 years ago. And in recognition and in Shevach V'Hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Meir Appeldorf, it's really Yo Yom Tov. You're there, Meir? It's Yo Yom Tov, Meir. Because the name of the one who composed Akdamos carries your name, Meir, Rabbi Meir Sholiach Tzibur. That was his name. He composed this. Now let's just run through it very quickly. We'll do the best that we can. Akdamos Milan. So this is the introduction as an introduction of words. Vishorayus. Shorayus, they translated in the article, means commencement. Okay, it means, by the way, every word that it says here in the article is not muchach. There are many translations for Akdamos. It's a little bit difficult. but whatever it means Visharoyushusa means as a beginning of my speech. This is the introduction to the translation of the parsha. Avla first, Shakilma I will take, Harmon Urishusa. Two different terms which mean permission. Permission, when you know the difference between a professional speaker and an amateur. If you ever go to a shul, to an event, go to a dinner, and someone gets up to speak, if you want to know if he's a professional, what is the first thing that he says? Someone who's a professional will say, Birshus the Mor the Asra, Birshus the Rabbonim, Birshus the president. This is tradition. Tradition, when you make Kiddush, what do you say when you make Kiddush? Savri, Miranon, Verabonon, Verabosai. Savri means with permission. With permission. I'm sorry? Right, Bereshus, right, Bereshus, exactly. The same exact thing. Bereshus. When you begin a speech, when you make Kiddush, you say Savri. Savri means with permission. Savri, Miranon, Verabonon, Verabosai. You don't just get up and do whatever you want in this world. You have to ask permission. It's derech eretz. We say in davening every single day, the malachim. V'chula mekablu malayim o malach ha-shamayim zem yizeh v'noisnim rishus zeh lo zeh. And it used to be, you don't see it too much anymore, but it used to be when a public speaker stood up to address a tzibur, he would always begin with the expression, b'rishus, the mor da'asra, b'rishus, the president, b'rishus, the family, Bereshus Kol HaKohol HaKodosh Hazeh. And that's exactly what this line over here is. Akdamos, over here the person that's getting up to say this is the translator. He is the translator, and he says, Akdamos, before I begin to translate, before I give an introduction to what we're going to read today, the first thing I want to say is, Akdamos Milan, as an introduction to my words, and Vishorayus Shusa, the beginning of my speech, Avla, first thing first, Shokilna, I ask, I take possession of Harmon Urshusa, two different words which mean the same thing. I ask permission to be in this position. Next, Bavave, Bavakama, Bava Mitzia, Bava Basra. What's a Baba? A Baba is not a grandmother. A Baba is a section. Really, it's called Mesechta Nizokin. And Mesechta Nizokin is broken down into three sections. The Bava Kama, the first section. The Bava Mitzia, the middle section. The Bava Basra is the last section. So he says here, Bivavei, in sections, Trei Uslas, 2 and 3. The Eftach, I shall begin, Benakshusa, with trembling. Okay, he lives Nakshusa, I'm shaking. I want to say 2 or 3 things. Now, over here in the art scroll, this is subject to a lot of interpretation, what this means exactly. Okay, the article they say Torah class means that there are basically five themes. There are five themes in Akdamas, two major themes and two minor themes. The two major themes are Hashem's greatness and our emun in Hashem. And the three minor themes are the Malachim giving Shevach to Hashem, the Torah's greatness, and the Schar and Olam Haba. Okay, let's just run through it as fast as we can. Let's not get too worked up. And by the way, there are other Perushim. It's not the article, it's not the end all of everything. There are many other Perushim. But over here, in 2 and 3, in sections of 2 and 3, the Eftach Benakshus, I will begin with trembling. I wanted to say it means 2 or 3 means there are Chamisha Chumshei Torah. There are five sections of the Torah. So just a fancy way of saying it's a saying is that the Torah, I ask permission of the Torah HaKadosha. Like on Shavuos, you ask Urshus, HaTorah HaKadosha, in the Rishus that Mr. Rappaport mentioned. On Rosh Hashanah, there you ask permission from the Torah to speak. So I want to say that's what it means over here. Avla Shakil Nahaman Rishusa, from whom? From the Halakha Torah. And the Torah here is describing a code word of sections 2 plus 3. Five sections. I ask permission from the Torah HaKadosha. The Eftach, I will begin, Benakshusa, I begin to speak with trembling. The Bore, I also ask permission. With permission, Devore, the Creator, Hashem is the Creator, Vitore, Hashem is the Protector, Ade Likash Shikusha, like this is a word we have in other forms, old man, Yashish, it means a person who's old. The world, Hashem created this world, Hashem will protect it until its old age. Okay, so here he's asking permission from the Torah and asking permission from Hashem. And the order should be the other way around. When you make a Mishaberach, what do you say by a Mishaberach? L'chvoid ha-mokoyim v'l'chvoid ha-Torah. The kvoid of Hashem and the kvoid of the Torah. I'm suggesting here that this is permission. You're asking permission from the Torah and you're asking permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're getting from the Kvoid HaTorah and the Kvoid HaMakon, but it should be going the other way around, I don't know. Next, Gevuron Olmalei. Now we're beginning to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is mighty. He's mighty, V'losibik P'yishusa, and Hashem is beyond description. There's nothing you can possibly write to declare Hashem's greatness. Gevuron Wikia. Now we give an example of how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. We've extracted this. What came first? Did Akdamas come first, or did Nishmas come first? Nishmas certainly came first. Nishmas was certainly written maybe even 1,000 years before Akdamas. And in Nishmas, what do we say? We say exactly this idea, Gvil ilu rikie. If the heavens were parchment, kinei kol chushasa, and the forest, all the trees of the forest were quills. Okay? Go to the next page. Okay. We're up to is this the next page, by the way? Does anyone have a Akdamas? I mean, this is correct. Diyoi ilu yame. Okay, Rabbi, you can see this on the screen? Can you see on the screen what I'm seeing? Yeah, okay, good. Okay. Do you see on the bottom all of the people that are online? Do you see on the bottom your name, Mr. Rappaport, Aaron Rappaport? You see all this on the bottom? All right, whatever it is.
All the way down to the lines, Amen, Kol, Abidite, Hachyame.
Okay, fine, okay, good, okay, good. I'm doing a different technique, so I just want to make sure I know what I'm doing over here. Fine. Diyoi ilu yame, thank you very much, Mr. Rappaport, thank you. Diyoi ilu yame, let's say the Diyoi ilu yame, what would be if the ink would be Diyoi ilu yame, v'chol mechi ni shusa. If the ocean, you have to read a lot of things in Akdamas, you have to read backwards. When you read it backwards, it makes it much, much easier. If the oceans were ink, and the chol mechini shus, all of the gathered waters were ink, diyore ara sofre, scribes, if the people who lived on this earth were all skilled as being scribes, we have to appreciate that in ancient times, not everyone knew how to write. writing, knowing how to write, was a skill. Not everyone knew how to write. And so even if every single person knew how to write, the Roshmei Rashvasa, and they were also, here's something interesting, not just their scribes, they are recorders of initials. Rashvasa, I don't know what it means, initials. It means they know how to, they know how to write. Everyone knows today that it's not just enough to have a pen and ink. You have to know how to spell, and you have to have eloquence. You have to have a good vocabulary. You have to have expression. You have to know how to organize your thoughts. There's a very big skill in knowing how to write. If everyone in this world knew how to hold a pen with ink, and they knew Vroshmei Rashvasa, and they were skilled in capturing in words ideas, Hadar Mori Shmaya, the splendor of the master, here's an expression, Mori Shmaya, the Shalit Bayabeshla, the splendor of Shemayim and the Shalit and the rule. Here we're again referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have to go a little bit further to explain. Hakeim Almo Yechidei, who has established. These are all descriptions of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Before we get to explain this point. No. So I made a mistake. Let's go back. I made a mistake. This. I'm sorry. This is really the end. Let's go back. Let me just go back to the previous page. The previous page said, go back to the first page. What happened over here? One second. The first page was here. The Gur Losipek Pirishusa here. Yeah, this is the first page. Even if we ask permission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we said, it is impossible to express the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if Gevil Ilu Riki Yiknei Chol Chorshusa, and Diyoy Kol Ilu Yame V'chol Mech Nishusa, Diyore Ara Sarfrev Rashrei Rashvasa. Let's go backwards. Even if we had all of these things, it would be impossible to properly to put in words and describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. Now we go on and we go further. We say Hadar Mari Shmai Vashal Biabesh. We describe Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a master. The splendor of the heaven, of the master of Shemai. Vashalit Bayabesh. Hashem is the master of the heavens, and Hashem is the master of the dry land. When it comes to the dry land, we call Kadosh Baruch Hu a Shalit, a ruler. When it comes to the Shemayim, we describe Hashem is the Morei. He is the master. See, there are different terms. There are a lot of powerful nuances in Akdamos that open up for us a whole world of appreciation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When we describe the Hashem's authority over the heavens, we call them the Hadar Moreh, the splendor of the Master of Shemaya, and the earth, we describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a different term, a term called the Shalit. Hakim Olmo Yechidoi. Now, this is one of the basic principles of Yadus. There's only one God. Only one God. He established the world alone. The Chabashay B'Chabshusa. And this is a very powerful Kabbalistic principle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he conquered the world with constraint. Hashem conquered the world B'Chabshusa. In other words, what do we have? What is Hashem called? Shakai. Sh'omar Le'oilomoy Dai. Hashem said to this world, enough. Hashem, that statement, Sh'omar Le'oilomoy Dai, is where Hashem fulfilled what it says in the Pasuk, Peru Urvu Umilu Es Ha'aretz V'chibshu Ha. This line here in Akdamos is a line that is beyond belief. Opens up a world of commentary on the mitzvah d'oraisa of peru urevu, multiply, be fruitful and multiply, peru umilu es aretz, fill up the earth, v'chibshua. What does the word v'chibshua simply mean? Conquer the world. Be an aggressive person, travel the world, put down flags wherever you go to declare it's my world. That's not what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also was mekayim the mitzvah of peru urevu v'chibshua. Everything that it says in the Torah that we do, Hashem does. Hashem did, or Hashem does. So what do you mean Hashem is Mulu? Well, Hashem is fruitful, Motlak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the world, right? Every human being is in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Tzelem Elohim, and Hashem created in this world, at this moment in time, there's probably about 7-8 billion people, and throughout world history, you can't even count to such high numbers of how many people existed in this world. And Hashem also fulfilled what it means, V'chiv Shuha, where that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sha'omar le'olamo dai. He did not let man go so far, or in this world, where they'll destroy themselves. Hashem created constraints to prevent the world from being destroyed. Or, there are more Kabbalistic interpretations of this. But it means to hold back. To hold back for your own good. And that's what it says over here. Hashem created the world alone, as in Yachid, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, v'chabshe b'chabshusa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfilled the halacha of v'chibshua, peru urevu umilu es aretz v'chibshua. Chibshua does not mean to conquer. It means v'chabshe b'chabshusa, constraint. Sh'omar le'olamoy dai. Don't go too far. Balance. Next. Uvelo lei uvelo leu shachlele. It's a beautiful word. Shachle means perfect. And Hashem did not get tired. Man, hanoisein la yoif koyach. Without any fatigue did Hashem perfect the uvelo tishoshu. So without becoming two different expressions, which mean the same, did not become tired. Uveosa kalila the lesba mishoshusa. Hashem created the world with which light of the letter hey. This world Hashem created with the letter hey, ha, ha. From all the letters of the Aleph Beis, the letter which needs the least effort to express is the letter hey. The letter Yud is the letter which Hashem used to create Olam Haba. Yud. To say the letter Yud, you have to do a lot. You have to put your lips together very tightly. Yud. Yud. It's not so easy to say the letter Yud. The letter Yud requires a lot of precision. The letter hey requires nothing. Hashem created this world of Osa Kalila the less ba Meshoshusa. Zamin Kalavite Bahya Meshisa. Hashem, he read Zamin means he prepared. Everything in this world, all 6 days of the week are a preparation. Isn't this an amazing pasuk, amazing expression? It's not that Hashem actually did labor. Hashem was making a preparation. Everything that's done during the 6 days of creation was a preparation for the Shabbos Kodesh. Zamin, he prepared kol avidite b'hach yomei shita on the 6 days. That fits very well with that's the beautiful thing when you want to relate that to Shavuos, which is yom hashishi. Zohar yikarei ali, then this beautiful splendor ascended alei karsiei de eshasa, upon a throne, a kisei of fire. After 6 days of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he ascended to Shemayim on the throne. Now this is an amazing thing, what he's saying over here. He's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already was present in this world. If you ask the average person, you'll say, when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu come into this world? He'll answer you, the very first time Hashem came to this world was Matan Torah. Vayered Hashem el Har Sinai. He came down Har Sinai. No. Hashem's divine presence was already in this world in the 6 days of creation. And then after the 6 days of creation, Hashem went upstairs. And he did not return until the next six. The next six was Shishi B'Sivan. Zohar Yikirei Ali, this glorious splendor, ascended. Hashem was already here. It ascended after 6 days of creation, where Alei Karsiye Deshasa, upon a throne of fire. Chayol elef alfin riboy lisham shusa, a host. We had this week. This was vayachan. This was the tzivaos. The translation, Targum's translation of the word tzivaos is chayol, an army of 1,000 alfin, a thousand of thousands. Riboy means 10,000. So what does this mean? 1,000 times 1,000. That's 10,000 times ribo times 10,000. 1,000 times 1,000 is 100,000, I'm sorry, is 100,000, right? 1,000 multiplied by 1,000 is 100,000.
A million.
It's a million.
1 million.
And it's then a 100, what, 1,000 times 1,000 is a million?
1 million.
Sorry.
Yeah, 100,000.
I'm sorry. 1,000 multiplied by 1,000 is 100,000.
1,000 times 1,000
is a million.
Six zeros.
Okay, I'm ignorant. A million, multiply that by 10,000. Lisham Shusa. 1,000 times 1,000.
It's 10 billion.
How many?
It's 10 billion. It's
10 billion. 10 billion. 10 billion angels. Elef Alfin Viribo Lisham Shusa. 1,000 times 1,000 times 10,000 are his servants. Chadatin Devot Litzafrin. This is Kabbalistic stuff. New angels. Nevot, this is the word for creation among angels. Among human beings, it's called yilod. Yilod, are born. A yilud isha. When a malach is born, it's not called he's a yilud, it's nevot. The malachim, are they created from a mother and a father? Are there female malachim? Are there only male malachim? What gender? Are there black and brown malachim? Black, brown, yellow? They have a form in Shemayim? Please state your race. Are you a white? Are you an African-American angel? Okay, what color? Chadatin, new angels, nevot, they come forth with saffron in the morning. Angels are born only in the morning. The doctors in Shemayim do not do the night shift. The OBGYN office is closed in the evening in Shemayim. They only come forth in the morning. Sagia to Tiroshusa, great is his emuna. Rabo emuna secha. What's this all about? I don't know. What's the significance over here called Sagi? Why is this expression over here? I do not know. Okay. And what's the, can you just tell me how does the next? What are the next words? How does the next word start? This is. I don't know anyone have a sitter? No, what are the next words after the words Sagia Tiroshusa? After Sagia Tiroshusa, what are the next words? Because I don't have here. I can get the sitter, but what did you say?
What did you read?
What comes after the word Sagia Tiroshusa? Sagia, great is Tiroshusa. Great is his faith. What are the next words? Let me see if I can find it. No, it's not. What are the next words? Rishima Higufa? Here, I think this is it. Tfei Yikidin. This is it, right? Tfei Yikidin? This is it. This is where we're up to. Here's the next one. I found it. Tfei Yikidin Serafin. Here we are. Okay, Tfei Yikidin. Even greater than Yikidin Serafin. Now, we're describing over here different types of angels. So there are new angels that are Nevot in the early morning. Then there are even greater angels that are fire. Yikidin Serafin. The seraphim is the name of an angel. Kilol gape shita. Each one has six wings. Now the truth is, the malachim, originally they had six wings, but after the chet ha'egel, two were clipped. They only have four wings. The six wings are corresponding Shema, Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Echad. That's six. Today, we don't have today... No, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. The six wings are corresponding to Baruch, Shem, Kivoid, Malchuso, Leolam, Voed. There are six wings. Baruch, the names of the wings are Baruch, Shem, Kivoid, Malchuso, Leolam, Voed. Which wings are missing today? Kivoid, Malchuso. Those two wings have been clipped off temporarily. So it says that Kilol, Gape, Shita, when Hashem made the world, He created these fiery angels called the Seraphim. Each one, Kalol, each one has six wings. Te'em ad yisyehev, permission ad yislev lahod, shesikin ba'adishta. they're not, they have to be quiet. Shasikin ba'adishta means total silence until permission is granted to them to speak. Yikablon, this is what we say in the davening. Yikablon dein min dein, they receive permission from one another. Shavei delo b'shashta, and then together, without any delay. Vayihi ki boyshei shmoyshei loredes minahar, Moshe delayed. Once they get permission, they act immediately. There is no delay. Yikar melechol ara lisloisei kidushta. What do they say, the malachim? Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Three times kedusha. Meloi chol haaretz kevodai. You notice there's a panel here that in Aramaic, everything really is like backwards. It's almost every single line here, it's so much easier to read if you read the words backwards. You see, letlois kedushta, letlois say kedush, after three times saying kadosh, 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 then they say, meloi chol haaretz kevodo, yikar milei chol ara. Hashem's honor is full the entire world. Go back to the previous expression. Shavei deloi v'shashta. Together, in achdos, without any delay, they proclaim Hashem's praise. After yikablon dein min dein, they receive permission. Shasikin ba'adishta, they're completely silent, to aim ad yisevlod, until they're given permission. Kolol gapi shita, each one has six wings. Which one? The seraphim, which are even greater. A lot of the time, it's very much easier to read the words backwards, the expressions backwards. And the truth is, if you read everything over here, even sometimes even the lines, if you would read it backwards, it makes it a lot easier. Next, kikol min kodam shakai, kikol me nifi shusa. What is the kol Hashem el mayim rabim? Kol Hashem kol Hashem hodar. The sound that the malachim make is like the sound that you hear coming from them is similar to the sound that is the sound before Hashem. And it's the sound that it sounds like water. We go to Shemayim, we say the Shemayim is Mayim El Yonim Mayim Tachtonim. The sound of the Malachim has a sound. What do Malachim sound like? It sounds like roaring water. On the ocean, you hear the sound of water. That's what the Malachim sound like in Shemayim. Kiruvin Kovel Galg. Now we have no more Malachim. We already mentioned above the Seraphim. Now we're mentioning over here the Kruvin. There's another angel. And there's something called Galgalin. Meroimim Be'av Shosa. They praise Hashem in a crescendo. Okay? I don't know exactly what that means over here in this context. They go higher and higher. They reach a pinnacle. They reach a certain momentum which comes forward in this crescendo. Lemechazei ba'anpo ayin kivos girei kashta. If a human being would take a look at these angels, it would look like arrows coming out of a bow. When a human being would see the angels, it looks like someone is shooting arrows in the sky. Lechol asar dimishtalchin zrizin be'ashvasa. Wherever they're sent, they hasten. They go there quickly with trembling. It almost sounds like a missile in the sky. Wherever Kadosh Baruch Hu sends the angel rushes with zrizus and is yore, is afraid to make sure it does the job correctly. Mevarchin b'richi kore, they say, now we're going to the next part of the Malachim. They say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzivakos, Miloi, Cholaretz, Kivoidai. And then they say, Baruch, Kivoid, Hashem, Mekoimai. Mevarchin b'richi kore, b'chol, l'shon, l'chi shusa, in every spoken language. Okay, that's
how do they speak in a language if it's like running water?
I don't know. You're asking some questions that I obviously don't know the answer to. Whatever this means, it means. Let's go further. What are we going to do? Nehim kol chel mereima. There's a roar in heaven. There's a loud roar called the legions of heaven. Mekalsin b'cha shashta. They praise Hashem with trepidation. Notice there are many different expressions over here that talk about it. They're afraid. They're very, very afraid. Nihira malchuse, nihira malchusa. And now what do they say? They say, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus, may it shine. Lidor vador la'af rashta, eternally. What is this? Yimloi Hashem Lialam Yimlokayach Hashem Yimloi Lialam Voed. Here's the third part. What do they say? They praise Nihira Malchusei. May Hashem is Malchus be Nihira. Yimloi Hashem Lialam Voed. L'dor v'dor liafusha, which means eternally. So here is the expression Yimloi Hashem Lialam Voed. Yimloi Hashem, that's this expression. Over here it said the expression Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lialam Voed. And here it said over here, let's say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Hashem Tzivoko is Meloi Choleretz Kivoydei. So here on this
question, it says in the Machusei, may his kingdom shine. I mean, that seems like almost like a conditional statement.
Okay, fine. These are expressions. All right.
Is it a positive statement, a firm statement? Okay. You don't say, may Hashem rule forever. Hashem Yimloch. Hashem rules forever. Hashem Melech. Hashem is king. We don't say Hashem, may he be king forever.
These are all fantastic questions. Let's just try to cover, we have a few minutes left. We'll try to cover, just get the basic gist. But over here on this page, what have we accomplished? On this page, we're describing the Malachim, and it's clear as day, we're describing over here, basically we say, they ask Rishos, V'noisnim Rishos, Zeh lo Zeh. Okay, that's what, that was, to aim ad yisyehev lahon, permission. And then what do they say? They say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Let's loy say kiddushta. And then they say miloy kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Hashem tzivakos miloy chol aretz kivoydoi yikar miloy chol ara. Okay, here's the permission. Here's the kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. And then we go weiter, and they say baruch kivoy Hashem imkam. The next part berich yikorei b'chol l'shoyn lichishusa. And now we come to the bottom of the page. Nihira Malchusei Ledor V'dor Le'afrash Ashta Hashem Yimloich Li'olam Voed. Okay, now let's go to the next page. Page 1081. Let me see if I can find it over here. Page 1084. What are the next words? Do you know what the next words are? You have a sitter there, maybe? 1081. I need 1081. 1085. No. Do you have a sitter by any chance there? Let me get a sitter. Give me 1 second. We have only one. No, that's mamash 2 minutes. I'll do one more page very quickly. Give me 1 second, okay? Give me 1 second. Vahoin, okay, Sadir, let's just do one more page. Sadir Vahoin, okay, Sadir Vahoin, Dioi Ravusa, no, Sadir Dioi Shima Vorachin, what's this? No, we did this already. Here it is, okay, here it is. Here's the next page. Here's what we're up to. Okay, let's try to run this very quickly, a little bit more. Sadir Vahoin, I got stuck over here, my computer froze. Okay. Sadir v'chayin kedushta v'chad chol v'shata. They arrange amongst themselves the kedusha v'chad chol for one time passes siyuma de la'olam v'oif lo lishvu asa. Okay, this means they schedule, in other words, every malach gets one chance. And when they, once the malach praises Hashem, they do not get a chance to repeat, to be the Baal Tzila for 7 years. Okay, there's a very complex arrangement among the Malachim. Sedir v'chayin kiddush, this kiddush that we just mentioned, kadosh, 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 baruch v'ad Hashem yimloich, it's sedir v'chayin kiddush. There is an arrangement. Everyone is put in the right order. The chadchol v'shata, and when they get their term, when their term is over, siyuma de la'olam, they're done forever. The oif lo lishvuasa. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. It's never ever done. They never ever get a second chance. This is a fundamental difference between a human being and a malach. This is critical yesoid in Yadus. Malachim don't get second chances. There is no such thing as tashlumin for a malach. If a malach doesn't do what he's supposed to do, he's done forever. They have an arrangement of when each malach is going to say the kedusha, siyuma de la olam. And once it's over, exactly. That's either now or never. Adav yikar achasante, chavivin div kavta. Okay, the poor, but klal Yisrael, they're better. Now we go into klal. Now we're switching from the malachim. We're now going into the Jewish people. Adav means but, yikar, the preciousness, achasante of his heritage, the Jewish people. Chavivin is more beloved. Why? Divik vato kvius. We get to say the Kedusha again and again and again. We get a million chances. Avidin lechativa, the Jewish people, they make HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here we're describing the Shvach of Klal Yisrael. We make HaKadosh Baruch Hu our sole desire. Bidinach ushakata. We say the Kedusha in the morning and in the afternoon. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say Kedusha in the afternoon of Yamin. It means Mincha. Shachris and Mincha and Chazaris HaShatz. We say Kedusha. Kadosh, 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 Shachris and Mincha. The Malachim, they're created, only get one chance to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And we get to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh every single day, twice a day. Shachris and Mincha. Avidin lecha, Parishan limonase lemeba leirusa. We are separate. We have been separated as Hashem's portion to do His will. Parishuse shavoche yachvay b'shusa, and we His praises we recount. Parishuse means that we tell over HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praises at the proper time. In other words, This is an elaboration. Okay, the symbol is an elaboration. And we have been separated to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosen portion. We are the Am HaNivchar. Atem tihinyun li mamleches koyanim v'goy kadosh. Today is the day when Hashem said that. Today is the Yom HaMiyuchas. Today is the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has separated us to be His portion, to do His will. It's on this very day that this line of the Akdamas has been fulfilled. The Atem tihinyun li mamleches koyanim v'goy kadosh. It was said on this very day. Perishusa shavache. What do? We express Hashem's praise, and Yichavoin b'Shusa, we express it. We His wonders and His praises we express in the proper time. Shachris and Mincha. Tzvi v'chamir v'ragig. Tzvi means to desire. Hashem desires and yearns. D'li'lo'im b'le'usa. It's a beautiful expression. Three words. Hashem is a yearning, and He desires three expressions. Tzvi. Chamir viragig, three expressions of wanting. The yiloin bilausa, that we should study His Torah. Tzloisayin b'chein mekabel, and Hashem accepts our prayers. V'hanya v'usa, and benefits us through prayer. Ketir l'chei olma, our prayers are woven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'sogo b'sho v'usa, like a crown with an oath. Kavel yikar totafta. And they're put near the tefillin yesiva bikvi usa. Okay, I don't know what this means. This is the tefillin. Opposite the tefillin, does it sit with regularity? I think it means our tefillos are put opposite when they're deposited near Hashem's tefillin. Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. Hashem wears tefillin. And what does it say in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin? Umi ke'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. When we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our tefillos create a crown, and this crown is positioned right on top of the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyachol Hashem is wearing tefillin, in which it says, Umi ke'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz, and our tefillos create an exquisite crown that is put upon Kavi Yochel, the Rosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can say such a thing. That's not Abikor's such a thing. But they go together. All right, we're out of time. It's a chaval. I would like to go through the whole thing, but we went through at least a nice amount. And okay, so this is really gewaltige stuff. Our school did an amazing job. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll stop here. Mir Tashem, we'll continue tomorrow. We're going to do tomorrow the Tanoim and the Ksuba. The Tanoim and the Ksuba, which also has some, it's much simpler than this, not as complex as this, but it's also very interesting. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day, night. Thank you for coming. Mayor, before you left, I said that this is your Yom Tov. The Mechaber of this Piyut is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Shlach Tzibur.
I reprinted one version that I have retranslated in English and Yiddish and Hebrew. They usually give it out, but this. And supposedly the Israeli army went in 2 hours ago.
Hashem Yirachim. May Hashem protect them.
It is a meeting night from 10 to 10:30. Is Attila International TorahAnytime.com/Tehillim. It's having a worldwide Tehillim gathering.
Excellent.
Wallerstein's going to speak a minute or whatever.
Zachariah.
Yeah. Tell your sister.
She does her thing. I'm not.
Tell her that it's there. You don't have to make a fuss.
She can do whatever she wants. I'm not going to chat with her.
All right, good night. Take care.
Zeigesund. Mr. Miss Glatter, have a good night.